everybody, and welcome back to the fourth edition of the 98th episode of the Lots About Something podcast. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
Doing good.
Doing good. I didn't finish the rest of the way I normally intro. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. We do appreciate you guys being here. We have been here in this spot all day.
Seems that way.
Feels like it. No, in all seriousness, we've had some technical difficulties pulling off episode 98. Two of the issues were microphone related. One of the issues was we didn't record. And now here we are, take number four. You know what they say? Fourth time's a charm.
I don't know if that's what it says.
Is that what they say?
I thought it was third time's a charm. Oh,
well, we said that when we recorded the third time, but that didn't work. So I thought we would try fourth time is a charm.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Our issues are not your issues, and so we're glad that you're here. Thank you for being here. If you're one of our seven returning listeners, hearts on the screen for you on Spotify. We love you guys. Thank y'all for jumping in, hanging out with us. If you're a new listener, welcome in. Greetings, salutations, one and all. We're going to have a great episode today. It is episode 98. Tina, we are moving ever closer to episode 100. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Have you already ordered the cake and the balloons?
Tina doesn't call people.
Oh. So that's on me.
That's on you.
Have you scheduled any of the special guests that we're going to have for episode 100?
Tina doesn't respond to messages.
Wow. So that's on me as well.
Tina's just showing up for the party.
Oh, you're just a what do they call it? A passenger princess?
Yeah, I'm just showing up.
Okay.
Everything else. I mean, I'll help decorate our balloons and stuff, but yeah. Talking to people, ordering stuff, and things like that, you know that's not me.
I just thought that maybe you would have done all of that already.
Now, I can bake a cake, but I'm not going to go call somebody to make a cake. I just don't like doing that.
We need to talk about some cake options at some point. I don't know when we need to do that exactly, but, you know, what kind of cake are we going to have for the...
Whatever kind of cake we like. It's our party.
Is it going to be a cookie cake? A sheet cake? Well, a red like velvet cakes. Cake?
I don't know.
And we've got the issue of you're not eating cake right now.
I can splurge that day. The 100th episode day?
Yeah.
Tina can have a piece of cake.
Okay.
I know it's shocking to everybody, as much as I love cake, that you're saying that I'm not eating cake.
Yeah, you're on a cake.
But I'm watching my calories, guys, and just a little update of what's new.
Oh, why don't we just jump into what's new?
I have started counting my calories, and I've almost lost 2 pounds.
Hey, so you abandoned the Weight Watcher app. You were like, after your frustration the other week, you were like, I'm donezo.
Yeah.
Cancel it. And I did.
Yeah. I did. Yeah, you did. I asked you to, because you do that.
Yeah.
And started something else, and I don't know. We'll see if it works. Next thing, I wanted to start lifting some weights at home. Like,
ooh,
nothing big.
Get ripped.
Nothing big, but they do say, with me getting older, to lift a little bit of weights. So I got my little 5-pound hand weights. I'm just going to pump them a little bit and maybe see how that does.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you're going to be pumping some iron.
Did you weigh in this week?
No, I did not. I forgot again. That's 2 weeks in a row I forgot. Ever since I lost the 5 pounds, I forgot to weigh in. I'm pretty sure I'm down like 20 pounds by now, though.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Mm-hmm. We don't know. You won't step on the scale.
I've probably gained.
I was just excited to see the number go down a little bit.
For I'm me, super
to,
proud of you.
To be honest, but I have also, you know, amped up my steps.
Well, you got that. So you had a conversation. This is going to sound crazy, But I don't know a whole lot about counting calories. But you had a conversation with Stephen and Karina, who are our youth pastors at the church. They do that. Now, Stephen's lost like 30 pounds.
Karina's lost 15. Tony's lost 75. Did you know that?
I didn't. Is he doing the same thing?
He's calories.
Oh, that's right. You told me that they did it because that's what Tony was doing.
I need to talk with Tony because he could probably give me some
points. Yeah, my brother-in-law, his name's Anthony. We call him Tony like we call Christy Tina. But nonetheless, that's right. They got it from him because he had been, and he's lost a ton of weight. Mm-hmm. Looking at pictures of him like within the last year or so, he's lost a ton of weight.
He looks good.
So he's doing really well. Yeah. Well, anything else new that you want to share? I see that you're wearing a brand new hat today. Tina.
Loving it. If y'all see it on Spotify, check it out. It's one of my favorite colors. It's blue.
It's blue. It's for the Augusta Rams, is what I think I have been. Well, I know it's been told. Evidently, they were a baseball team in, like, our minor league team. It's now the Green Jackets, but I guess back 50s, 60s, they were the Rams.
Now, when I look at it, I told you, it reminded me of Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, but Alvin is red.
He's red, but the
Simon
A on it.
Simon is blue.
The A on it reminds me of Alvin.
Yeah, I get that, maybe.
But I do dig the blue, folks.
Yeah, it looks good. I'm excited about it. I got one, too. I'm not wearing it, though, because, well, it's a little too small for my head. And I don't understand why, because I wear a 7 5/8, which is fairly large size fitted hat. But, and I've recently gone up a size because I was wearing 7 1/4 and it didn't fit. It started not fitting. And so either my head's getting fat or they're shrinking the size of the hats. Or it's new and it could be new and the material's still tight and hadn't loosened up. And I've had that happen before. I've had a tight hat and then you wear it, sweat in it, it loosens up. So, maybe that's it. But really, the fact that it doesn't fit is part of a greater issue that's been happening in my life lately. I think I told everybody a couple weeks ago about some Easter clothes that I purchased that had not come in. Well, they came in, mm-hmm. and I'd ordered 2 shirts, 2 belts.
And a pair of pants.
And I bought a pair of pants at Belk, and all of this was for Easter. Well, the pants didn't fit. So, got to take them back.
That's one.
One of the shirts didn't fit. I've got to send it back.
That's two.
Technically, on a technicality, the other shirt, I shouldn't have worn it. I saw it in pictures. I felt like I shouldn't have worn it, but I felt like, man, I wanted to. I spoke last week, so I wanted to wear a new shirt. I saw me in pictures. Wish I had not. It wasn't the right size. So I wish I'd sent it back, but it's too late now. There's nothing I can do about that.
I could probably wash it and it'll shrink a little bit.
Maybe so. One of the belts didn't fit. So got to send it back. We ordered you a knee brace for your walking because you've been saying that your knee hurt. So we got a knee brace. Wrong knee brace. Didn't work. Got to send it back. I got a monitor for the church. Wrong monitor. Got to send it back. And now the hat doesn't fit. Got to send it back. So,
yeah.
I've been unsuccessful in ordering things.
A lot of things to return.
There are a lot of
money back.
There are a lot of pending orders that need to be sent back.
I was just checking my new knee brace came in.
Your new knee brace? Yeah, because we ordered you a new one because your other one didn't work. Yeah. So
I've been having a hard time finding knee braces that fit my fat thigh. I don't understand it. It rolls down. Every knee brace I got rolls down. So I'm hoping that this one.
I will say that the knee brace technically, it's not my fault. Because I said, let's measure and make sure this fits. And you're like, this will definitely fit.
Well, I don't have a measuring tape to measure my thigh. All I know is when I say I need this, I'm going up 2 more sizes just to fit it.
That's the way I wear my pants. It's the same way I size my pants.
Obviously
right there.
Obviously not.
Well, valid. That's valid. Actually, with the pants, I think, well, at first I thought that I didn't remember what size pants I wore. But those pants are the exact size pair of jeans that I wear.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know, I look in the mirror in my leggings and I think, I look like I'm slimming up just a little bit from all that walking. And I go to put on a knee brace and I'm like, well, there's the truth comes out with the knee brace because they don't fit. I don't understand it. But I got a bigger size this time, so I'm hoping I can roll it. This has got a Velcro tape thing to secure it. So.
Well, it should be good. Should be good. All right, in other news, do you have anything you want to add?
I don't think so.
In other news, I've had a couple of adventures this week. Number one, I'll make a long story short. Essentially, the silver car was getting some work done. It was
again.
In the shop
again.
With Wayne. Mm-hmm. And took Emma to the movies in Lily's car. It broke down on us. So stuck on the side of the road. End up having to get it towed to Wayne's. So at one point, Wayne had the silver car and the black car at the same time. We did pick up the silver car. I still have to take it back. But we won't get into that about that car. But nonetheless, so got stuck on the side of the road. And had to end up towing. I am thankful for the feature of our insurance that allows us roadside assistance. That's worth the $3 or whatever extra a month that I pay.
Well, you also put full coverage back on Lily's car, so it would do roadside assistance, right?
No, this is just a roadside assistance feature. It's just an extra click of a button that says I want it on this car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like $3.
Yeah, you take care of that too, as you can tell.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so y'all are on the side of
so
the road.
So we got stuck on the side of the road. So we did get the silver car back, but anyway, that was one adventure that I had. Went and saw, side note of that story, went and saw Kung Fu Panda 4. Decent movie. Not bad. A little bit of a hidden agenda, I think, in there. But. Nonetheless, it was overall a pretty good movie. But speaking of movies, I believe that is the place that I lost my wallet, and I've been unable to find it since the movies. It's, you know, they say you should trace your steps back. The last place I visually remember having my wallet was at the movie theater. Emma asked me if she could buy a water, and I pulled it out, handed her the green card. And that's the last place I remember having it.
She didn't put it in her little black wallet.
No, she handed it back. She didn't have the wallet. She just had the card. Mm-hmm. I had the wallet. But I don't remember.
Was it hooked to your phone or was it just in your pocket?
I thought it was.
Because that's what I'm wondering.
I thought it was hooked to my wallet. I mean my phone. It's a magnet. It's magnetized on the back of my phone. So we traced our steps back. Went back to the movie theater. It wasn't there. Went to Wayne's, where the black car is, searched it. It wasn't in there. I drove Lily's car the next day to work because that was on a Wednesday night. I drove the Jeep the next day to work. Excuse me. Lily was driving the Jeep to work. Went, checked it. It wasn't there. Went back to all the places that the car broke down, which was like four different spots before we ended up parking it. And looked at all those places, it wasn't there. It's kind of a bummer because it's got all my debit cards. It's got a license in there. It's got our insurance cards in there. And probably the worst part of it all is it had a punch card from Just Julie's that was Just Julie's subs that was all the way punched out. And it's gone. I can't go to Just Julie's and say, hey, I have this fully punched out punch card for a free sub. Can I get my free sub? They're going to say, nobody. Mm-hmm. And that's probably the most devastating part. Everything else can be replaced except for that.
Yeah. I hope it turns up.
I don't have hope. The question is, how long do you wait before you start replacing stuff? Because, I think you're still hopeful. I've lost hope. We noticed it Friday. It's Saturday now. So I've noticed it for two whole days. We've been unsuccessful in finding it. When do you start canceling cards? Nothing crazy's happened on our bank account. You know, there's nothing, anything like that going on. But when do we start doing all of that?
I hope somebody has just found it, and if they have, they're going to mail it. I don't know how long you wait.
Here's the other dilemma. Remember all that stuff that I said I had to return? How can I return all that stuff to cards that have been canceled? I had an issue like that at Walmart one time.
You're going to look like you scamming.
I need to send all that stuff back before I cancel the cards.
I do think so.
So, anyway. Well, I pulled up an article of what to do if you lose your wallet. And I think this is pretty helpful. I think one thing, I'll tell you one thing I'm going to add to this. It's going to be mandatory on my next wallet.
Yes, I agree.
Here's what the article says. What do you do when you lose your wallet? Check the places that it's most likely to be first.
Check.
Once you're calm, search around the places you normally store your wallet. We did that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, retrace your steps from the last place that you had your wallet. We did that. I feel like we thoroughly have done both of those. Don't you feel like we've thoroughly checked the house? We've thoroughly retraced our steps?
Did you go to the bathroom after the movie?
I didn't.
No? Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
Number three. Call or visit any places you went recently where you had your wallet. Check. We did that.
Mm-hmm.
Collect or contact the DMV and apply for a new driver's license or ID. I have not done that yet. I probably need to do that first. Maybe. Change your locks at home if you keep a key in your wallet. We don't do that. Number six, file a police report. Lost or stolen wallet. Do you think that's necessary? If there's no criminal activity going on?
I have no idea.
Make a list of everything that you keep in your wallet. I wish I had done that. I wish I had a list of everything that was in my wallet. It was super thin, so it didn't have a ton of stuff, but still, there was the Just Julie's card. Probably the most valuable thing in there. Tackle the most urgent replacements first, like credit cards, debit cards, Social Security card, if you had it in your wallet. Here's something I wish I would have done. Keep your contact information in your wallet in case someone finds it. I think if I found somebody's wallet, I'd look them up and try to Facebook them I had their ID.
Not everybody has Facebook.
Yeah, but that's what I would do first.
I would just mail it.
I would look, like if I didn't know you and I found Christina Lott's ID wallet, I would take all the money out. And then I would Facebook you and be like, man, I found this wallet with no money in it. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. But I would. I think that's what I would do. Like, if your picture looked like your ID, I would probably Facebook you and say, hey, I found your wallet, blah, blah, blah.
I'm still hoping that it's in one of the vehicles. I've searched Lily's vehicle for you, but I feel like maybe I need to look again, you know?
Well, pray, saints, pray is all I can say.
Yeah.
And then last, place your wallet in the same place every time you're home. The one piece of follow-up that I think I'm going to do here is I'm going to put an AirTag on my wallet so that I'll know where it's at.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the piece of this that I'll do next time. So, nonetheless, Tina, I've had a pretty adventurous week that all tie in together. The stuff has to be returned, but that's tied to the wallet, and the wallet is tied to the vehicle that's at Wayne's. It's all intermingled. Our worlds are colliding with one another.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho, you want to move on to something more exciting?
Depends on what that is.
It is going to be exciting. I want to talk to you. I want to just give you an update on, I guess this is still part of news, is the basketball bracket.
Oh.
That we were in.
Y'all still doing that?
It's over.
Oh, okay.
UConn
won
the men's. South Carolina won the women's.
Is that the game where that I sent you?
Well, that was what got them into
it. Did you see that?
Yeah, they ended up being undefeated this year.
That was a good game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, good for them girls.
So South Carolina ended up winning the women's tournament. The University of Connecticut ended up winning the men's tournament. I chose UConn. I didn't pick the women's bracket, but I did pick the men's. I chose the UConn as the winner. Good thing I did, because it really helped me in the long run. So our two groups here, Big Tom Becks won first place. She also picked UConn.
She was excited about the basketball bracket.
All right, not only did she win, but she got 92% of her picks correct, which is pretty impressive.
I guess that's why she said we should put some money on it next time or something like that. I understand.
I ended up in third in that group.
Okay.
But I ended up in second in the Guido group. I ended up in second. Dusky won that one.
Oh, good.
Even though he didn't pick the winner, I was the only one in that whole group that picked UConn to win, which I think is what boosted me to the top. But even though he didn't pick UConn to win, he had more picks right than I did overall.
So you came in second.
So I came in second.
Oh, you came in close.
In the Guido Challenge. So, so basketball season is over. But when one thing goes away, another thing has to take its place.
Baseball.
Well, yes, baseball. But
no. What's next?
For this week specifically, in our town that we live in,
golf.
There is a lot of buzz around the Masters golf tournament. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you are familiar with this, but there are four major tournaments in golf. Masters is one of the four. It's the first of the four, but it's also, many, many consider, it's the most prestigious golf tournament in the PGA.
Yeah.
And more people would rather play in this tournament than any other tournament. It's their dream to play at the Augusta National. And so it's happening right here in our backyard. We were literally an hour ago, like 10 minutes from the golf course. There's tons of people in town. It's always locals don't want to go anywhere near that area, just because there's so much traffic, so much going on, but there's tons of celebrities in town.
Have you heard of any?
The people that I've heard of I've seen multiple pictures of Jelly Roll, him in town. The Dude Perfect guys have taken multiple pictures. I've seen multiple pictures with them in town. Let me think who else I saw pictures of.
Is Tiger Woods playing in the thing?
He is. He made the cut. He's not going to win it. He's pretty far away, but he's not going to win it. But
has
he
been on TV the whole week?
Well, the tournament is the actual tournament itself is only Thursday through Sunday, but it has been the practice rounds have been on TV on like streaming services, and you can watch the Masters app.
The Masters is only Thursday through Sunday?
It's only 4 days.
I didn't know that.
They do a big par three tournament on Wednesday, which is a big family affair. And then Tuesday and Wednesday are really practice rounds. People just coming out, hitting the golf course, trying to get the feel for the course. But it's a big deal. And Masters is a big thing. I wanted to give you I'm not going to ask you these questions because I know that you have no idea. I'm just going to give you a couple pieces of information about the Masters, okay?
You're going to just tell me?
I'm just going to tell you.
Because I have.
This isn't trivia. It's just information.
The only thing I probably know is they have azaleas probably playing it out
okay,
there somewhere.
So that is actually one of the things I was going to tell you is that all of the holes are named after flowers.
Oh, okay.
And so there's different – all of the – they all have special names, but the name of that hole – is after a flower.
That's neat to know.
So the very first Masters tournament was in 1934, and it was won by Horton Smith. Horton Smith was the first one. Actually, Bobby Jones is the one that created, he had the vision for the Augusta National. And we drive on the Bobby Jones Expressway Well, I drive on it almost every day when I go to work. Uh-huh. I drive on that expressway. So
it's named after him.
It's named after him.
That's interesting.
Jack Nicklaus. Have you ever heard of that name? Mm-hmm. He actually was one of the special. They normally do some honorary tee offs from former players. He was one this year. Jack Nicklaus has won 6 times. I believe he and Tiger has Tiger won 6 times too, or has he only won 5? Let me look. Maybe Tiger's only won 5. Hey Siri, how many times has Tiger Woods won the Masters? 5 times. Okay. So Jack Nicklaus has won it more. I thought that was true. However, the youngest winner of the Masters is Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah.
21 years old. And the lowest score, he also has the lowest score ever at the Masters, but he's tied with Jordan Spieth. And I really like Jordan. He didn't make the cut this week, but I like him overall. Jack Nicklaus holds the record for the most top 10s, 22 of those. And he's also made the cut. So after 2 days, if you don't have a certain score, they cut you and you don't get to finish the rest of the tournament. So you have to have you have to play at a certain level to be able to finish out the tournament. And he holds the record for making the most cuts, which is 37. But Tiger Woods has never missed the cut any year that he's ever played the Augusta National.
Okay.
You with me?
So he did good.
Yeah.
To not miss the cut.
Yeah, I mean, you may not win, but you at least get to play the 4 days and not just 2 days. There's some people that they only got to play the 2 days and then they don't get to play anymore because they didn't score good enough. There's a Gary Player. He's had the most appearances in the Masters, 52.
Really?
Yeah.
I do know that if they win, they get a green jacket.
They do get a green jacket. Yeah, that's coveted about all. Green jacket.
And I've heard that the greens are very pretty.
Very beautiful golf course.
Yeah, I couldn't think of what
you
call
it. It's a lot of walking. I know that a lot of people love to go out there. I don't have any desire to go out there. I've been out there many times. Mm-hmm. I remember being a kid. This is wild. I remember being a kid, and you used to be able to just walk up to the gate.
Yeah.
You can't do that now. But you used to be able to walk up to the gate. I remember being able to run into the gate almost onto the course. You can't even come close to that anymore because of security. But I remember me and my mom would go out on Sundays and beg for tickets. We'd stand out on Washington Road. We'd beg people for tickets because they'd be leaving and going home on a Sunday. And they'd give away their ticket, their badges. And so we'd go in and watch the end of the Masters. And I remember that as a kid. It sounds a little shady now, but that's what we did.
So people can just give their tickets away?
Give their tickets away. Most people sell them, though, for tons and tons and tons of money. Masters is a big money maker. Mm-hmm. So the Masters tournament is a little special treat. That'll end Sunday, tomorrow. By the time this podcast comes out, the tournament
will
be over.
And sometimes we do come home from church and watch the ending of it.
Yeah. It's we'll come home
tomorrow. About the only day that I watch it.
I've watched about every day. I watch more today than any other day. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably watch it tomorrow. Definitely on Sunday. So that is that's what we've got going on. Tina. You have anything exciting new for us that you want to share, talk about?
What do you mean?
You know, just shooting the breeze.
Tina's tired.
Well, why don't you give us a wow for today, Tina?
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
A couple different tries. I think I'm just tired from the day. But I do have something. I've started a new devotion. Like Crystal told me about it, so I decided to start it. And it's a devotion on being in a hurry, because lots of people are always busy and in a hurry. But the scripture I'll use is in Matthew 11:28, and it says, "Then Jesus said, 'Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens.'"
Hairy? Not hairy. Come to you and that are hairy? Heavy, I'm in.
Heavy burdens.
Oh, okay.
"And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And the devotion, just a couple things. It says, just in general, talking about being in a hurry. It's Corey Ten Boom once said that if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy.
Yeah.
And her logic is sound. Both sin and busyness have the same exact effect. They cut off our connection to God, to other people, and even to our own soul. Many of us are just too busy to live emotionally healthy and spiritual rich, vibrant lives. And it said the problem isn't what you have. The problem isn't when you have a lot to do. It's when you have too much to do. And the only way to keep the quota up is to hurry. We simply cannot live with Jesus in his kingdom and live a life of speed. Slow down. Pause two or three times today during the day. Breathe, take in God's loving presence, and practice gratitude. And I just thought that a lot of times we're always too busy. Sometimes we do get too busy, and we don't even fit Jesus into our day because you've got so much going on. And so I'm excited about that devotion. It's all about it for the whole week.
Yeah.
To take time, slow down, incorporate God into your lives instead of just passing him by because you've got too much going on.
No, I think it's great. I remember a couple of years ago, I actually did a message on the Sabbath. And one of the things that I remember, one of the things I remember specifically about that was, you know, there were not 9 commandments and then 1 optional commandment. There were 10 commandments. And, you know, we get behind the idea of, you know, don't murder. We're like, yeah, don't murder. We get behind the idea of have no other gods. We're like, yeah, don't have any other gods. So, like, there's commandments like that that we're 100% for. But then when it talks about keeping the Sabbath, which basically is keeping a day of rest, then we say, well, I don't know. I can't do that. I'm too busy. Mm-hmm. I'm just too busy. I can't do that. And it's the only 10 commandment that we make excuses for and we justify not keeping. There's nobody in their right mind that would justify murder. There's nobody in their right mind that would justify idol worship. But we justify busyness and we just say, I'm just too busy. And so when God created that, that was part of the Ten Commandments, it was for our good. It was a benefit for us, but it was also a time for us to be able to set aside and focus on him. And, you know, so you're busy for 6 days. Take some time to rest. It's good for you. It's good for your spirit. You know, what's so interesting about, maybe this seems like a very familiar conversation that we've had before, but what's so interesting about the Chick-fil-A model itself is somebody asked Kathy Truitt one time, he was the founder of Chick-fil-A. They said, why do you work? You know, why is it that you won't stay open 7 days? Aren't you afraid to lose money? And he said, no. He said, we want that time, and we make more money in 6 days than other places do in 7. Now, I know that's a business, but I do think that there is strength, there is honoring, there is refreshing that comes in having time to rest. And when the scripture talks about Sabbath, obviously it means something different in 2024, but it's doing something that gives you life. And so if spending time with your kids gives you life, you should do that. If going to church gives you life, then you should do that. Do something that's going to replenish your soul. If it's draining for you to do, then don't do it. Take the time to rest and avoid that for 6 days. And the biblical principle there is that God can do more in your 6 days than you can do in your 7.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. It's called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry on the Bible app.
Yeah, so if you have the Bible app, you can go search that.
Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. So yeah, I'm interested, excited about reading it with my sisters. We normally do keep each other accountable and read a little bit each day together. So
yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, very good. Well, Tina, I think our fourth attempt at this is going to be a success.
I hope so.
If it's not, there won't be an episode 98 this week. Tell you that right now. No, in all seriousness, I appreciate so much you guys hanging out with us, listening to us, spending a little bit of your day and your week with us. It means a lot to us, whether you listen every single week or this is your very first time. Thank you very much for that. Hopefully you will connect with us on whatever platform you're listening on, whether it be Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Spotify, or any other platform that you might be listening on. You can also watch us on Spotify. I know that I mentioned that earlier, but you can see our shiny, smiley faces. And so that is an option for you as well. You can also connect with us on Instagram and the Tiki Talks. So, all right. Well, guys, that's all we got for you this week. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we look forward to being with you again very soon. But until then,
see ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.